say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, the most positive business talk show in America. Best-selling authors of Lists That Saved My Business and founders of the Extreme Customer Service Directory, Angel Tussey and Eric Raymer, are inspiring you to get your business right. They know that customer experience isn't just another thing, it's the only thing. Let's join Angel and Eric for today's program.
Welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show with Angel and Eric. Very nice to have you along with us. We are here to remind you that small business is big business, and your business is our business. Fine, how do you do to you?
Good morning.
All kinds of good things happening in the news.
Well, I can't wait.
All right. You know what time it is, folks?
It's time
for You Choose the News. That's right. You Choose the News, top of the hour, news program that... We like it because it rhymes with you and news, choose and news. I even got that wrong, didn't I? Doesn't much matter because news isn't all that important. But every so often it might make you giggle, and that's why we keep it in. Okay, so you got three stories to choose from, and we may give you a bonus after that. Let's call it Dobbsland.
Okay.
We'll call it Dobbsland. That's the We'll call it Dobbsland.
Okay.
Twins on an airplane.
Twins on an airplane. Uh-huh. It's better than something else on an airplane.
Well, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Or Dame Judi Dench.
What?
Dame, you know, like the English lady.
Uh-huh.
Judi Dench.
Okay.
Do you know who Judi Dench is? She is an actress.
An actress?
Uh-huh.
Why do you say it
she's,
like that?
Well, because she's a fine actress. She does Shakespeare and stuff like that. You would recognize her if you saw her. I'm not going to tell you the story until you choose it.
Oh, well, I'm not going to choose it first.
Well, then, fine.
I want to choose.
Fine.
Choose twins on a plane.
Twins on a plane. Could this have something to do with the fact that perhaps you know a thing or two about twins on a plane?
Well, I have twins.
Yes.
And I've had them on a plane.
There you have it. Okay. Let's see if you did what these forward-thinking parents did. Imagine you're going overseas. It's a 3,000-mile airplane ride, which is, you know, it's going to take a long time.
Right.
You're stuck in a metal tube.
Right.
What are you hoping for? Perhaps some peace and quiet. Perhaps a nice bumpless, no turbulence. I'd like to relax and get my sleep on so
sure.
that wherever I land,
right.
Jet lag will not be a problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you see it. Two small 18-month-old girls coming in to sit down right in front of you.
Fear in everyone, right? Oh, no, there's children on the plane. They're going to cry. They're going to fuss. They're going to run up and down the aisle.
Two forward-thinking parents traveling via plane with twin 18-month-old girls handed out thoughtful goodie bags to the passengers seated within earshot of the little ones. A small gift included a short message, some chocolate candies, and the always essential earplugs for the travelers who are flying from Newark, New Jersey to Orlando, Florida. Oh, this isn't overseas. It's just a couple hours. But how cute is this? The note was shared on Love What Matters Facebook page by Christina Galais, who said that she actually received one of the goodie bags. She was one of the passengers within earshot of the kids. And here's what the note read. Quote, "Hello. Our names are Ashley and Abby. We're twins. We just turned 18 months old, and this is our first time on an airplane.
Oh. So all the passengers got these little...
They got earplugs, they got chocolates, and a cute little note from the two little 18-month-olds. For the record, the twins are the most adorable and well-behaved little girls ever. They apparently make good travelers. I never had to reach for the earplugs once, said Galace. The only time I opened the bag was to have a piece of chocolate. I hope this family has the most wonderful vacation. How cool is that? You know, did you ever take into consideration, did you fly when your twins were small?
I did. My girls were good travelers,
were
though.
Were they?
Yeah. I mean, I could put them in the car. I could take them on the plane. They're still excellent travelers, very patient. I didn't have, they weren't colicky babies, so I never thought about that. I was never really too worried about them. I was never too worried, obviously not worried enough to think that they were going to interrupt other yeah. passengers. Of course, you never think so. The worst time was when we took them, they were 6 months old, just under 6 months old, took them out on New Year's Eve to dinner, Jay and I did, and they were sweet, good little babies, but they just cried and cried during the entire dinner. We could not console them. I had complete strangers coming up trying to walk them around and console my babies. And we ended up leaving. They cried the whole night.
Yeah.
There was something.
Something was wrong.
Something was wrong. Yeah. Never quite figured it out. It was the only time that ever happened.
When my boys were born, my first son was born before I became a touring magician. And so he had kind of a normal upbringing. Yeah, he was about a year and a half old by the time we started to really hit the streets and tour 150,000 miles a year. And but my second son was born about that time. And Stephen, the older, had adjusted, acclimated to the travel schedule, no problem.
Right.
Sterling, on his first trip, which happened to be from Sterling, Colorado, no. The answer is no, we did not name him for the city. We went from Sterling, Colorado to Flint, Michigan in one road trip. So it's about a 15-hour drive. And that kid has a set of lungs like nobody else. First time, he's only like 6 months old, and he is screaming bloody murder. Just, oh, gosh. And it, like you said, there's no consoling him. And Steven's like, make him stop. Make him stop. Poor kid. What do you do?
But how sweet for the parents, right? The family to even think about that.
Really cool story.
They must offer, wherever they work, they probably offer incredible customer services.
All right. It's You Choose the News, and we've got Dame Judi Dench.
Sure.
Or let's call it Dobbsland.
Oh, Dobbsland.
Oh, you want Dobbsland?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. A man has built a backyard Disney-style theme park for his lucky grandkids. Every kid dreams of the day they'll get to visit the magic world of a Disney theme park. And for five very lucky kids, they get to experience all the excitement as often as they'd like in Grandpa's backyard. No waiting in lines necessary. A Fullerton, California grandfather, by the way, that's my hometown, grandfather was inspired to create something so fun in his backyard that his grandkids would always want to visit. That's right. Grandpa built a Disney-style theme park. It all started with a Small World-themed ride, and it's only grown from there over time. The mini theme park is full of the same kind of princesses, castles, trains, tunnels that you see at the actual Disneyland park.
How
and
fun!
Just, I watched the video. It's just miniature. Everything is in miniature, but it looks like the castle for the Small World. It all looks the same. Mini theme park is full of the same princess castles that did all that. Now that the kids are getting older, Grandpa was sure to provide them with a full theme park experience, meaning it was time for a roller coaster. Dobbs,
don't we have an audio for this one? Don't we have him?
Do we have an audio for this?
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm so sorry. Please,
right? Yeah.
Crank that up. Let him tell it.
My name is Stephen Dobbs, and this is our backyard theme park. We call it Dobbs Land, and it's filled with little rides and a roller coaster for our grandkids and their friends and our friends. Well, I got started when 3 years ago I bought a little electric train that our grandkids could ride, and they went around circles. They got bored, so I made a tunnel out of cardboard box, and they got bored with that. So then I started making bigger tunnels, and it evolved into all the rides that we have out here.
super fun, super cute, and the kids are loving it. And it looks like some of them, on some of the rides, you can actually control your own speed. It's like a little scooter. Very, very cool. And the whole thing has cost him only about $6,500. Well worth it, he says. It's an old man's hobby.
Right? Yeah. Right? How fun is that? And, of course, you'd want to go to Grandpa's house. I just saw somebody who said that their kids are becoming teenagers, and how do they make their home like the hangout place where all the teenagers want to hang out? Put a theme park in the backyard. That'll do it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so Dame Judi Dench.
All right. What you got?
Dame Judi Dench just turned 81 years old. You will recognize her if you ever saw her. She's in Shakespeare in Love, the best exotic gold, Marigold Hotel, and a lot of the James Bond movies, from Casino Royale to Skyfall. She played the part of M, the boss.
Okay.
James Bond. So Dame Judi Dench, for her 81st birthday, what do you get a lady who's already been knighted or damed? I don't know what they call it in England. She's got everything, right?
Yeah, so lady.
Lady.
Damed. I guess it is probably
Dame Judi Dench. I'm reading out of the news. So what do you get somebody who's got everything for her birthday? Well, you get her a kick-ass tattoo.
Oh, really?
That's exactly right.
Really?
Carpe diem, that is what she got written on her wrist, and she looks amazing. Dame Judi Dench, tattoo. All right, we got to take a quick break, but when we come back, more positive business talk. You're listening to Angel and Eric. This is the Experience Pros Radio Network.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business.
Are you currently in the middle of a new home purchase and wondering if you're going to get the best deal out there? Have you been working on getting a home loan and still not sure if you're approved? Hey, this is Eric. Is your closing date fast approaching? You still don't know when or even if you're going to close? Check out our friends at Movement Mortgage. Let them serve your mortgage needs. They specialize in first-time home buyers, military, and low down payment options. And they're here to serve you. Get your free mortgage consultation and rate match comparison at movement.com. With their upfront approval and streamlined closing process, you'll know if and when you're going to close. Join the movement of change and discover a new way to bring you home fast. Movement Mortgage. Movement Mortgage is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID 39179. NMLC consumeraccess.org. Movement Mortgage.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
888-999-1351. BizTalkRadio.com.
Revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. The Experience Pros, America's home for positive business talk.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your business day to join us for hours. Kind of excited about our next guest.
Right. Well, the opening ceremonies at the 2016 Olympic Games in Rio are just 1 month away, and each of America's athletes has their own amazing story of sacrifice and determination to achieve their Olympic dream. But imagine trying to pursue two dreams at the same time.
Two.
Our guest is gymnast Donnell Wittenberg, a two-time world bronze medalist in 2014 and 2015, also medaled at the Pacific Rim Championships, American Cup, and Winter Cup events in 2016. Also passionate about engineering and technology, Donnell is working to complete his undergraduate degree in web graphic design at DeVry University. He's heading to Rio as an alternate for Team USA, and he joins us from a training from the training camp down in Colorado Springs to share his love for website design, technology, and artistic gymnastics.
Love that.
Seeing it all come together. Donnell Wittenberg, welcome to the Experience Pros Radio Show.
Hi, how are you?
Donnell, we're doing fantastic. Thank you so much for getting up early and having a chat with us. Let's start with this. You just got named as an alternate to the men's U.S. gymnastics team. First of all, what does that mean as an alternate? What will your role be? And how are you training right now for the Rio Games?
Well, my role as of right now is to, you know, help support the five-man team that will be out there on the floor. So I feel like my job is to push them as hard as I can to make sure they're ready to go and, you know, see how that goes.
Well, as an alternate, though, if should there, God forbid, be any injury to the five-man athlete team, you step in, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We have three alternates on the team, and we all need to be as ready as any of those five guys going out there to compete. So we need to make sure that we're ready to go.
Right. You better start doing some handstands now, mister.
Yeah, so what's your training schedule looking like right now, Donnell?
Well, I have the same exact training schedule as three of my teammates that are actually on the Olympic team. So we kind of have, like, the same kind of training regimen as a whole.
All right. Well, I imagine that, you know, training for the Olympics could pretty much consume your entire life. And yet at the same time, you're actually going to school and working on your web design technology and all of that. So how do you juggle the educational goals with the Olympic training piece?
I mean, it's definitely difficult to juggle the two, but DeVry is what helps me so much with the flexibility that they have and, you know, like, everything that they need to offer. Like, I have such awesome faculty and staff to support me in anything I do, even if it's with travel. You know, they kind of help, you know, see if they can, you know, help me, like, turn work on time and if I, like, have a problem with, like, internet connection if I'm in a different country. You know, they can kind of, you know, they're willing to work with you on everything that you need to do. So it definitely make life a little bit easier for me to, you know, juggle gymnastics and school as well.
Well, no doubt. And, you know, like most student athletes in that situation, you've got to be giving attention to both sides of the equation. And kudos to you for recognizing that, you know, while the Olympic Games come around every 4 years, you have this opportunity to create a lifestyle and a career that's going to last you many times that, Lord willing. What advice do you have for other students or athletes who are working to achieve their goals both inside and outside of that classroom?
You just have to make sure that you're determined to do anything possible to achieve any goal you set out, you know, to achieve. You just have to make sure that you're just willing to sacrifice everything.
Wow. Willing to sacrifice
everything. Right. Okay, so this is going to be your first time at the Olympic Games. What are you most excited about, Danelle?
I'm definitely most excited to go see my teammates go kill out there. It's going to be a fun crowd. Can't wait to cheer them on as best as I can.
Well, awesome. Colorado's got some great stuff going on over there, and we love that you took the time out of your day to join us for hours to give us some information that, you know, kind of inspires even the entrepreneur in us as you're pursuing with excellence what you do. Donnell Wittenberg, thank you so very much for joining us, and congratulations in advance, because I hope that, you know, Team USA does really well and you don't have to get, you know, stuck in, but gosh, if you do, I know you're prepared. Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you.
You betcha.
All right.
What a fine young man.
Right. And the United States Olympic Committee and DeVry Education Group actually put this, brought this interview together for us today. So thank you to them, right? And DeVry University continues commitment to provide higher education to the U.S. Olympians.
Absolutely. Read this in the news. You know, landmines are a very serious issue, especially in places like Thailand and whatnot. You know, war-torn countries that, you know, the war's moved on, but the landmines that were planted
are still
active,
right?
And we hear stories about people stepping on a landmine and blowing themselves up. Even in Central Park, just a couple of days ago, somebody blew themselves up in Central Park, I think I read in the news.
Oh, I missed that one.
And it's not a normal issue. Somebody maliciously put something down there. But this news story is kind of a tender one. There was an elephant whose name is Moshe, who lost her right foreleg at just 7 months old when she stepped on a landmine.
7 months old? She stepped on a landmine? She was walking at 7 months old? This is an impressive.
Elephants walk at 7 days old.
Oh, it's an elephant. I'm sorry. It was an elephant.
Moshe.
Sorry.
Moshe,
sorry,
the seven-month-old elephant.
Elephant. Sorry, I missed that part. And it's a little girl.
She carries her trunk with her everywhere she goes.
Well, yeah,
too.
How sweet is that? Right? Yeah, it's like a little.
Let's start over.
Madeline, right?
Someone needed to address the elephant in the room. Literally. Moshe, the Asian elephant who lost her right foreleg at 7 months
old. Asian elephant.
Old.
How did I miss? I missed like all those words.
She stepped on a landmine on Thailand's border with Myanmar. Myanmar. And got her ninth, get this, her ninth prosthetic limb on June 29th. Which ended up saving her life. The way she walked was unbalanced and her spine was going to bend, said the orthopedic surgeon. Oh. She would have died. Instead, they've given her prosthetic legs that need to be redesigned to keep up with her growing body.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
We know that she wouldn't use a prosthetic leg if it caused her pain. At first, she was curious about what was attached to her stump.
Did she try to eat it?
No, she tried to remove it with her trunk. As elephants are wont to do.
Right.
But we secured it tightly. 12 hours later, Moshe had gotten the hang of it and has been getting updated limbs ever since.
Wow.
Isn't that adorable?
Yes.
Kind of a cute little story.
Yes, it is. Baby elephant.
Moshe is an elephant.
Right. I'm so sorry. I missed that whole piece. You were talking about New York and somebody stepping on.
The
landmines. Right? And
yeah.
I just filled in like my own imagery.
Right.
Of what I thought you were, where you thought.
Absolutely. Well, try to fill this in. When we come back, we're going to talk to Chef Matt Curry, and he brought food. Bacon might be involved. That's coming up next on the Experience Pros Radio Network. Don't go anywhere, but do turn up the volume. And while you're doing that, make sure you do business with the people who do business with the pros, like Chef Matt Curry. It's good for you.
You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, America's home for positive business talk.
Attention to all listeners of this station who suffer from any kind of pain, whether it's back pain, joint pain, arthritis pain, foot pain, or even diabetic foot pain. We have breaking news. There are changes with Medicare and insurance companies that may benefit you. These changes may now allow you to receive safe yet very powerful pain relief treatment items covered by Medicare and your insurance. Thousands of customers have been sent these proven pain relief systems that now may be available to you. With your qualification, you could receive these pain relief systems, which may be covered by Medicare and your insurance company, at little or no cost to you and include free shipping. Call now and use the special code RADIO to activate and confirm your eligibility. Call right now at 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, 888-452-3416, again, 888-452-3416.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-643-4029 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-643-4029 to take your call now. Call 800-643-4029. That's 800-643-4029. Again, 800-643-4029.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Fan bragging story of great customer service by using the hashtag FanBrag or calling the Fan Bragging Hotline at 855-FANBRAG. FANBRAG. Now, back to Angel and Eric, the experience pros.
Put the food back.
I'll tell you what, you want to watch
the food back.
Grown men cry.
You've ruined our shot.
Move their bacon. Right? Move their bacon. So we do have Chef Matt Curry from Chef Curry's Cuisine here in the studio, and he brought in some treats today, some bacon-wrapped pineapple. I'm going to have him describe.
No evidence of it
whatsoever. I'm going to have him describe this whole thing. Well, I was going to.
You're hiding it behind your computer.
I know. Now I'm hiding it behind the computer. I did have something a little bit more artistic in mind because we just had a paper plate with bacon on it just sitting in the middle of the table.
You had something more artistic.
I don't see the problem.
I did. And so I just moved it so I could do it. But then the shot was wrong. Eric is freaking out because lost access to the bacon.
You're putting metal stuff between me and the
I didn't put nothing. I just was going to have a anyways. Oh. Anyways,
hey,
welcome back to the show. And don't move men's bacon.
Ever.
And if you want some bacon brought to your house, we actually have Chef Matt Curry in the studio with us. And you've heard his commercials talking about what's for dinner, right? It's the question we ask every single day. And how great would it be to come home at the end of the day? You know, you're tired. You've worked all day. You've got all this stuff going on. The last thing you want to do.
Somebody moving the bacon.
Is right, try to figure that out, right? You've already made 1,000 decisions that day. And so to open up your fridge and already have dinner is already cooked. It's prepared. You just could, you know, heat it up as soon as you get home. On your own family's time schedule. And you think this is something that's luxurious, a luxury that, you know, only, you know, the top 1% can have. But this is actually something that is affordable and achievable for the everyday entrepreneur like you and me. Chef Matt, welcome to the studio.
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Chef Matt, very nice to have you. Now can I have a piece of bacon?
Well, let's talk about what did you bring in? I've got everybody all freaked out because I just moved it 2 inches. Right?
As Monty Python would say, now for something completely different.
Right? Completely different.
Bacon-wrapped pineapple.
Oh.
I wanted to do something pineapple because right now is the time of year for pineapple.
Mm.
It is fantastic from now until about the end of August.
Yeah.
So I took some wraps and bacon around it,
uh-huh.
Made a sauce, and the recipe called for mayonnaise, but I did a Greek yogurt.
Okay.
With some like a honey vanilla Greek yogurt.
Okay.
With about a third a cup of brown sugar, a quarter cup of sriracha.
Mm.
And pour that over the top of the bacon wrapped pineapple. It is a really good balance of that sweet, salty.
I'll be
spicy.
The judge of that.
Right now,
I'm sure you will.
You're a chef, so when it comes time, you know, if the recipe calls for something, you think you've got to follow the recipe. But you improvised, but you probably have some skill behind that.
Yes, I know I know what mayonnaise is. I know what they're trying to do.
Right.
I can say, they're trying to do this. I think it'd be better if they did that.
Okay.
Because I wouldn't really, mayonnaise is a little too fatty for me for something. Like, there's already some bacon in there.
Right.
And Eric does not need any more fat in his diet.
Wait,
Yes, I agree. He doesn't, but he's got the whole plate in front of him, and all of a sudden everybody's happy.
What?
Right? He's happy. He stops complaining because now, you know, there's still no food in front of the camera.
What happened?
Right? Because Eric stole it all.
Well, there's no evidence.
Yeah, let me wipe the shock look off my face.
Okay, so Matt, the whole idea of going into people's homes and cooking, just describe what it is, the service that you provide.
So what I'll do is first I'll sit down with you and design a pair of 5 entree menus that are catered to your specific flavor and nutritional needs. Then I go to the grocery store. Actually, I go to the Sprouts down at Lone Tree. Because Sprouts is fantastic.
And that's Lone Tree in Colorado.
Yes, mm-hmm. It sure is. and buy all the groceries to cook 2 weeks worth of Monday through Friday dinners for you and your family. Then I go into your home with the cooking supplies, all the pots, pans, knives, everything, cook the food, store it in plastic containers, in your fridge and freezer, and I even clean up after myself before I go.
Which is amazing.
So you even bring all the pots and pans and the knives that you need, so I don't even have to have any of that stuff.
Right. Yep, right now, if I needed to do a chop throwdown right now, everything I need is in my car except for the food.
The really? Chop throwdown.
Yep, I got the pots, pans, knives, spices.
Like, I got it all. I got
wow.
it all.
Well, let me comment on the bacon wrapped.
Somehow they like were in his lap, and now he thinks that anybody else is going to eat them.
I think you should try one.
They were just in your lap.
They weren't in my lap. you got to try these. These are amazing. This could be a meal all to itself, and because all the food groups are in there, right?
All the food groups, bacon.
Bacon, and you got pineapple.
And pineapple.
The sriracha hits you after.
Oh, is that a food group now?
It's a gentle, hot sauce is a food group.
And you got the dairy from the yogurt.
And you've got the dairy from the yogurt, and you've got the grain from the toothpick. And it was all very, very delectable. I really enjoyed it.
You know, it's a good sign when Eric is eating the toothpick. Right? So I would say it's
like,
pretty good.
He's like, I got to suck all the juice out of the toothpick, too. Amazing. There's more in there.
All right, Matt Curry, how do people get a hold of you if they want to book your services?
You know what? Feel free to call me at 720-404-2798.
Do that again.
720-404-2798.
All right, and go check out chefcurryscuisine.com. That's Chef Curry's with an S, cuisine.com. Fantastic. You know, personal chefs, there's lots of them out there. What makes you different?
What makes me different is I'm really concerned with trying to get people to eat again. Not to eat again, to eat food again.
What else are we eating? Well, besides toothpicks.
Besides toothpicks. most of the stuff that you're finding, not to bash the grocery stores, but most, if there's food on a shelf and it's shelf stable, that's not good. That's not food anymore. It was food one day. The line that I've always used is, if bacteria doesn't want to eat your food, why do you want to eat your food?
Oh, you know, now that's perspective.
You've seen stories of like the McDonald's hamburgers that last for years.
The Twinkies
that
show,
never,
right?
ever die.
Yep, yep. It's all the nutritional value has been stripped out of it to preserve it. So my mantra is eat food that can go bad.
Okay.
Because if it can go bad, that's still food again.
Right.
It's not stripped down and just
down. And I think this is what the struggle we get into. You know, we go to the grocery store, we try to make some healthy choices, right? We bring it home, we put it in the fridge, but we're busy.
Yep.
You know, and so we come home and we don't actually cook that. And by the end of the week, it didn't get eaten and or used or cooked or at all because we didn't have a plan. And we end up tossing it. And it feels so wasteful.
Exactly.
Right? But when you have the dinners already prepared and they're in your refrigerator and they're ready to, there's no preparation involved and no cleanup involved.
There's reheating instructions, say food handling. I tell you how to reheat it the best way. Because actually, one of my best examples is I did one of my meals for a guy and asked for feedback. He said, don't microwave the Brussels sprouts. Throw them under the broiler to get them. I was like, wow, thank you, sir. I didn't even think of that. That's a really good point.
Right? Oh, Brussels sprouts. All right. So a lot of people have some really interesting dietary needs. I think, the diets are always changing. Do you keep up with all of that, Matt?
Yes. I will cook whatever anybody thinks they want. I will cook that for you. My best example is I had a woman who wanted nothing white in her food. No white sugar, no white salt, no white potatoes. She did let me do turnips. That was fair. But just because the white stuff is more processed, so I had to use the pink Himalayan salt, things like that. And I can work with anything.
Okay. All right, so dietary needs, gluten issues, do you do gluten-free?
My base Mediterranean menu is naturally gluten-free and naturally a paleo menu, if you're into that.
Very nice. Well, and do you have extra fat menus for menu?
Oh, yeah, I could dress something like that to go.
You know, we don't need, stop pointing at me like that. We don't need extra fat menus. And I got to tell you.
All tacos.
we could get creative with some really good healthy tacos.
Yes, actually you could.
That would be great. One of your recent clients wrote in and said, you know, that she just loved having you in the home. Chef Matt Curry came to our home this afternoon, planned out our menu for the next week, and this was in advance. You've already done the job now. Mm-hmm. He's going to be cooking in our kitchen next Monday. We're excited to watch as he creates his tasty masterpieces right in front of us. And then her husband chimed in and said, oh, my gosh, this was amazing.
Thank you, Jill and Sergio.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what you get from people? I mean, are they just in awe of the whole idea of having dinner in their fridge now?
Well, I am a chef, so I must have a giant ego. So yeah, they're mostly it's like viewing a masterpiece when you watch me work. I'm kidding.
I believe you. Take all of that and turn it into some beautiful, beautiful things. Do you do any other services? Do you provide catering for dinner parties or anything like that?
Yeah, catering is kind of the wrong word to use.
Oh, sorry.
The only catch is I have to cook all the food in your home because I don't have a commercial kitchen.
Okay.
But I love doing dinner parties. Mm. In fact, I sat down with a woman yesterday because she bought my service through one of the silent auctions that I donate to.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
And she sat down and said, would you be willing to do a dinner party? Like before she got the word party out of her mouth. Yes, I would.
Yes.
I would love to, because it's one of the best lines I ever heard as we go into commercial is somebody said, wow, this is nice. It's 2 hours before my dinner party. And I'm drinking wine and relaxing.
And relaxing. Relaxing before your party.
ChefCurry'sCuisine.com. That's ChefCurry'sCuisine.com. Thanks for coming in. And by the way, those are amazing.
Appreciate it.
Love that. Don't go anywhere, folks. We got more positive business talk right after I finish my plate.
America's home for positive business talk. You're listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show. Contact them on the web at experiencepros.com.
Hi, this is Angel, and just by listening to the Experience Pros Radio Show, you're a part of the revolution in how people treat people in business. Eric and I want to personally encourage you to take the next step and participate by fan bragging about someone else in small business in your local area. It's really easy, too. Just call 855-FANBRAG anytime throughout the day and tell us who you love to do business with. It's just that easy. But don't underestimate the power of a simple fan brag. When you say something nice about someone else in business, we'll reward you by allowing you to tell our listeners about your business too. We believe that kindness is so simple, and you really can make a difference right there in your own hometown just by fan bragging. Think about it. Great referrals and free advertising on major market radio. Even the phone call is free. Call now. 855-FANBRAG. That's 855-326-2724. And become an active part of the positive business talk revolution.
If you rely on networking to build your business, you need Renovate. If you are sick of wasting your time cold calling to find a few, you need Renovate. Extreme Relationship Management will help you renovate. Renovate is revolutionary training that elevates your not working and supercharges your networking to get real results. Sign up for the next Renovate training this week at ExtremeRelationshipManagement.com or call 855-I-LIKE-ERM. You need Renovate.
Do you wish your career was moving along a different path? Do you ever feel like your business owns you when it really should be the other way around? Do you feel like this isn't the life you thought you'd be living? Well, you're not alone. Sandy Corrigan has a system that helps people create careers worth having, businesses worth owning, that results in lives worth living. Call or text Sandy Corrigan today at 303-907-1010. That's 303-907-1010. It's worth the phone call.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
BizTalkRadio.com.
This is the Experience Pros Radio Show. Got an opinion or want to ask us a question? Email radio at experiencepros.com or message us on the Experience Pros Facebook page, and we'll interact with you live on the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Pros Radio Show. We want to interact with you live on the show. We want you to fan brag, say something nice about somebody else in business. The toll-free hotline works right now, 855-FAN-BRAG. 855-326-2724. If you call live during the show, if you're hearing us, we are live right now waiting for that call. We'll talk to you during the show. If you call after the show, 24/7, you will take your recording and we'll play it on the air, just like we did now.
Hi, this is Holly Clear with The Social Media Advisor, calling today about Jill Christensen International. If you have never met Jill, then you've not met a top-notch professional who is seasoned in corporate America as far as CEO, CIO level professionalism. Jill has come from a lot of large organizations, helped manage human resources and develop employee engagement. So if you've ever been to a company or called a customer service hotline where the people there are just miserable and don't provide customer service, chances are it has to do with the employee engagement that the company provided. So those are a great introduction for her. She's got a really wonderful book that's a top seller, and you really should take a minute to meet her, get connected to that book, and see what she's about. If you'd like to meet Jill, you can find her website at jillchristenseninternational.com, which is JILLCHRISTENSENINTL.com. You can reach her at 303-999-9224. I guarantee you won't be sorry. She's definitely someone you want to have in your network. Have a great day.
And that's Holly, and thank you, Holly, for the fan brag. JillChristensenINTL.com is the website, and the book is called If Not You, Who?
Yeah, Cracking the Code of Employee Disengagement, and it's an epidemic that's actually going on, and we're very fortunate to have Jill in our world and available to come and speak to you and your group.
And thanks to Holly Clear, thesocialmediaadvisor.com for taking the time to call that in.
You know, and one of the things when we think about employee disengagement that actually kind of fits in, a Career Builder survey just surveyed more than 3,000 employees, and 82% of them said they keep their smartphones within eyeshot. Like, I can see it the whole time that I'm working. It is now the largest distraction in the office.
The smartphone is a distraction.
Yep. And
I thought
also
it was a tool.
An addictive productivity killer.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's not going to change because we're now using mobile apps as part of our day-to-day operations, which means we can't ban our phones from the office. We are using them as a tool for the office. However, we can teach employees to be more accountable when it comes to their cell phone use.
Okay, so how are we going to do that? How are we going to teach them to be more accountable and stay focused on their work?
Well, the first thing is to emphasize accountability, especially in the hiring process.
Hey, you were distracted. You're accountable.
Right? Also to rethink the traditional biggest weakness question, right? That they say the answers to that can provide a lot of information, but the one thing people forget to consider is what it says about accountability. A potential employee who owns up to his or her weaknesses or flaws and shows a conscious effort to overcome them is likely to be more disciplined.
So are we asking the employees
asking
then to identify their phone as one of their biggest weaknesses?
Yes, right?
Wow.
How they manage their time, how they prioritize tasks, how long it takes them to complete certain tasks, and how they can stay focused, and what do they do when the phone of the distractions come into play, help them veer off track.
All right, here's another way you can help your employees stay focused, and that is to remind them to take breaks. In many cases, employees glance over at their phone simply because they need a break, and that's a good thing. They need a moment to rest their brain, step away from whatever it's been working on. However, they don't always feel comfortable taking an obvious moment to refocus because they're worried their boss is going to think they're lazy. So instead of getting up and moving around for a few minutes, they'll sneak a look at their phone, and then they get sucked in.
Right, and they do. So allow for break times. Let them know that you know, a little break is okay.
There's a time and a place.
Check your Facebook, right? Go to the break room. Check it and then get back to work. Provide feedback on work priorities, right? So let's, be specific about your workplace objectives. Setting deadlines for projects isn't enough. Break down big goals into small, achievable steps. So this way, instead of feeling overwhelmed by where to begin, they can stay motivated and focused on the work that they need to do. And so a lot of times when they're overwhelmed or they're stuck, then a distraction of a notification that pops up on their phone is welcomed.
Absolutely. So be specific about your workplace objectives. I like it. Recognize hard work.
Hard work, right? Because, incessant phone use is a sign of apathy in the workplace.
You bet it
so
is.
So don't reward that behavior.
Right.
Don't say you guys are really, doing a bang-up job when you see them just tapping on their phones all day long.
But when they're getting the job done, acknowledge that. What is we always said as your kids were growing up, reward the behavior, right?
Reward the behavior. Reward the behavior you want to see repeated, right? Make sure they feel appreciated even for the little things, and especially recognize your employees in front of their peers.
You bet.
A private accolade, a little note, that's nice, and you can do that in addition, but don't forego the accolades in front of their peers and the recognition in front of their peers. And be sure your managers are taking time to acknowledge their team as well.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And
small things
make a big difference.
A huge difference, even sometimes more than the paycheck itself. Folks, smartphones are part of life, not going away. They're going to be in the office. Employees are going to check them from time to time. But it doesn't mean that you can't learn the skills necessary to have control over their own productivity. And so as we enter into the new era of smartphone squirrels.
Right.
Can we call them that?
Smartphone
squirrels.
They're the apps, right? And,
yeah.
In order to create a distraction-free phone, you have to remove all the apps from your phone.
Seriously.
But we actually want to encourage you to add one more because we know you're not going to delete them. So let's add one more. You add the Experience Pros Radio Show app.
That's right. You can find it at experiencepros.com/radio. It's experiencepros.com/radio. And download that app, and then you'll have one-touch access to either text us a fan brag or leave us a 60-second voice fan brag, a little talk-back thing. We'd love to have you participate in the show in that regard. We have to take a quick station ID, top of the hour, get the news and all of that kind of stuff. But don't go anywhere, folks, because there's all kinds of cool stuff. And we might be flying to work someday. We'll be back after these messages.
The Experience Pros, revolutionizing the way people treat people in business. This is the Experience.
Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.